From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This week, among the stuff being stuffed into a SpaceX 12 rocket and shot towards the International Space Station is a computer system housed in a white tower not unlike the ones you've looked at in the Best Buy aisle. It's being called the Spaceborne Computer. The laptops used by astronauts usually on the ISS need to be replaced frequently, both because they go out of date and because they degrade quickly out in low Earth orbit. This computer will be tested for a year in the hopes of helping us get a rugged, lasting machine like it onto Mars. It's built by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Mark Fernandez is High Performance Computing Technology Officer at HPE. Mark, thanks for talking.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Break it down for me. What is the Spaceborne Computer?
The Spaceborne Computer is a joint effort between NASA and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. And one of the goals is to get state-of-the-art technology on board the International Space Station and to test it for at least a year. 1 year is the length of time we anticipate it will take for a mission to Mars. And we kind of want to make sure that our computers and supercomputers and other IT components can endure that trip.
I understand that you guys have had a long partnership with NASA, but I think a lot of folks would kind of wonder to themselves, I don't know, the government's computers seem to have worked pretty darn good on spacecraft for the entirety of the American space program. Why does a private company need to get involved with something like this? Why do we need an off-the-shelf supercomputer, so to speak, going up there? How would you answer that?
So most of the computers on board the ISS are purpose-built for specific functions related to the flight and operation of the ISS. For example, they've got a navigation computer, and it only does navigation, and there are two backups to that. This one is unique in that it is a general-purpose, high-performance computer system. So scientists wishing to do science can now have a platform with which they're familiar and begin to exploit those capabilities while in orbit rather than bringing all of that data back down to Earth and using the similar computational capabilities they probably have right down the hall in their office.
This is something that might be a little more familiar to what they have in their office or maybe even on their desk.
Yes, absolutely.
Does it let them surf Facebook, though?
We're pretty nerdy scientists. There are no games on board. There's no keyboard or monitor. This is strictly for crunching numbers for the benefit of the scientist and the community.
Mark Fernandez, he is High Performance Computing Technology Officer at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and lead payload developer for this project. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.